Welcome to Dinkins. Today is Youth Sunday, as you probably have already noticed. Are there any first-time visitors here? Yes? Okay. And
we'll start here.
Okay. We've got, or just...
If you don't mind standing and just saying your name. We'll start with this section, and then we'll come to this section, if that's okay. That way we can kind of, people know who are speaking. Welcome. Welcome. Thank you all for being here.
Okay, announcements are in your bulletin. It's an ACM. If you plan on attending the Wednesday night supper, fill out the RSVP in your bulletin and place it in the offering plate. They'll be serving chicken and dressing, peas and carrots, rolls and salads. October 24th is Native American Sunday. The church is called to pray for the Choctaw Presbytery, its planning council, and director in their mission efforts. The Jenkins Annual Cookout and Hayride is today at the Strasser Farm on Mullins Road. The paper goods will be provided, but you have to bring the hot dogs, the buns, the drinks, desserts, and anything else for your family. The Children's Christmas Program rehearsals are Wednesdays, October 27th, November 3rd, 10th, and 17th at 5 p.m. If you have any questions, call Kim Hardison. There will be a baby shower for Keith and Zanny Martin Tuesday night, October 26th, at 7 p.m. at the church. Everyone is welcome, and they're registered at Babies R Us, and they're having a girl. The fall retreat at Crystal Springs is October 30th through the 31st for all 6th through 12th graders. It's $32 per person. On October 31st, the church will be having a 5th Sunday fellowship breakfast during Sunday school. Just a reminder, if you haven't turned in your Operation Christmas Child shoebox, then return it to the church by Friday, November 12th. Are there any announcements from the congregation?
If you are participating in the silent option basket through your class, your Sunday school class, please have that presentation ready by next Sunday. If I have approached you to please make a donation from the business that you work, then please have that to me by next Sunday also.
Okay. Are there any more?
I know in the bulletin, and she's already stated, about Keith and Vanny's shower. And I know in one section of the bulletin it says young adults. This is not just for young adults. And Keith's been a longtime member of our congregation. In fact, he was my youth leader when I was in high school. And his wife, Vanny, they've just started attending, or she's just starting attending earlier this year, or in the last year sometime. I can't remember. But anyway, that doesn't matter. We'd love for everyone to come, so don't think, oh, it's Tuesday 7, it's just young adults. We'd love, yeah, but this is for anyone. But we'd love for you to come and show your love and support to Keith and then also to Vanny as they're expecting their first child.
Okay, please sign the attendance register and that has been passed to you and pass it to other people in the pew with you. Are there any prayer requests? Any more?
Some over here, I think. Well, you have a report on this post. This post is taking treatment. She is at Southern Hills going 5 days a week to Summit, but they're bringing her back to Southern Hills to take out the treatment and bring her back. She'll be in the hospital, we think, all this week. That's Margaret Post. Charlie Thomas' wife, Joyce, is back in the hospital after 20 hours at home. She has a break in her elbow and a break in her finger. It's still swollen, but she wants to come home again. So Joyce's blood pressure will not level out. So for long term. There may be others that I just forgot about. Oh, Ms. Loader, she is the mother of Ms. Bell and comes to the first service, and she's getting forgetful. Yesterday's treatment. Lost her hair, cancer. So this is Ruth Loader. They are in the bulletin, but just call your special attention to them.
Okay. Are there any other prayer requests? Write them on a pew card and place them in the offering plate so they can be put into the next week's bulletin. Will you please bow your heads for a moment of prayer? We're going to sing a song. It's called The Jesus in Me. We're going to sing it once, and then you can sing it with us. Then we're going to sing it two times, and while we sing it, you can greet your neighbor. And if you need the words, it's in your bulletin. It's under the scripture reading. It says the Jesus in me. The Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you. The Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you. So easy. So easy. So easy. Okay, now that you heard pregnant with us.
The Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you. The Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you. So easy. So easy. So easy. You're easy to love.
Okay, now if you'll please stand. We're going to sing it two times, and while you're doing that, you can greet your neighbor.
The Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you. The Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you. So easy. So easy.
Seated. Our call to worship for today is in your bulletin. It comes from Psalm chapter 119. Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your laws endure to this day. For all this serve you. Please stand and turn your hymnals to page 98 in this hymnal. Okay. Just so you know the song, we're going to sing it first, and then you can sing it with us after we sing. Your head for a prayer. Dear Lord, please be with us this week, and dear Lord, just please let us know that you're always with us and that you're greater than anything, Lord. Just be with us and help us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Okay, please remain standing. Okay. Please turn your hymnals to page 189 to sing Amazing Grace.
Express our faith in God by the statement of the Apostles' Creed on page 716 in your hymnal. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into Hades. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Please turn your hymnals to page 63. Okay, we're going to go through this once, and then you can join with us the second time. Sing the first verse.
Thank you.
Will the children please come forward at this time for children's time? There will be no children's church after the children's time. Morning. Today I'm going to tell you a story about three men who trusted in God. King Nebuchadnezzar made a statue of gold and ordered all people to bow down before it, and if they refused, they would be thrown in a fiery furnace. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego wouldn't bow down to it. So what do you think was going to happen to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? You know? Yeah. The king said if they did not bow down to the statue of gold, they would be thrown in a fiery furnace. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied that if they were thrown in the furnace, God would save them, and even if he didn't, they still wouldn't worship the gold statue. The king was very, very mad, and so he ordered the furnace to be heated 7 times hotter than usual. He also ordered his strongest soldiers to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The fire was so hot it killed the soldiers who took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then these three men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. Then the king leaped to his feet and exclaimed, "Weren't there three people in the fire?" "Yes," they replied. The king said, "I see 4 unharmed men in the fire, and the fourth looks like a son of the gods." The king then ordered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to come out of the fiery furnace. So they came out. They were unharmed. The king said, "Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." So did God save them? Yeah, he did. Would you trust God with your life?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You may never have to make a decision like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did, but maybe a fiery furnace for you is sharing the gospel with others, don't you think? Yeah. Okay. Aaron's going to pass you out a sticker to help you remember to trust in God. Do you want to say a prayer now? Yeah. Come on, stand up and get in a circle. sacred.
Though it's not in our bulletin, we have a special music today. The junior high have been doing a Bible study series on Wednesday nights based on the show of Joan of Arcadia. And I don't know how many of you have seen it. It's about a story about a teenage girl, and God visits her and gives her special tasks that she needs to accomplish in order to serve him in the world. And their theme song was a song, I believe, from either the late 80s, maybe early 90s, by Joan Osborne, called What If God Was One of Us. And Jacqueline and Jessica would like to sing that for you today. We could not find the soundtrack, so you're also going to hear Joan Osborne singing along with them. But just wanted to explain that. And
heaven over.
Our offertory sentence for today comes from Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. As he looked up, Jesus saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in two very small copper coins. I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put in more than all the others. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on. Would the ushers please come forward at this time? Please bow your heads in prayer. Lord, we thank you for all you have given us, all you have blessed us with. Please accept these offerings in order to fulfill your will on this earth and through the people of this church and community. Amen. Our scripture lesson for today will be read by Michael Turco.
But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. Two things I ask of you, O Lord. Do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, "Who is the Lord?" Or I may become poor and steal, and so dishonor the name of my God.
All right, good morning, everybody. I just want to start out today with a couple questions for everybody to think about throughout the sermon. What are the most important things to you in your life right now, and what do you want and worry over the most right now? I mean, could it be nice clothes to look good in? How about what your next meal is going to be? Or is it football? You know, it's Sunday, football. So it could be money. money can get you the nice clothes, the meal, and football tickets. So money's pretty good. I've been saving my money for a couple of years now for a new car, so I know how the money thing goes. And all these things are fine and dandy, but where exactly do they fit in our life? Are we putting more emphasis on these material possessions than God, who's the source of these possessions? From our scripture lesson, we read 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 through 10. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. People who want to get rich fall into temptation, into trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. All right, just a little background info on 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy was written by Paul to Timothy to guide him and warn him of the false teachings that were plaguing many of the Christians at this time. He just wanted to make sure Timothy knew exactly what was right, because Paul was traveling around to many churches, and so he just wanted to make sure Timothy got it down. In verse 6, Paul wrote, "But godliness with contentment is great gain." Contentment is being satisfied with who you are and what you have. You, not your labor with the Lexus, or that kid who's the MVP of the baseball and the basketball and the soccer and the football teams, but who you are and what you have. Godliness, according to Paul, is having a strong relationship with God through faith. So our goal as Christians is a strong relationship with God, who is our source of contentment. He will show you that any worries that are caused by materialistic desires are really just a waste of time. Verse 8 says, "But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that." Most people want to have the latest, coolest things, but these won't last, and they sure don't bring us any closer to God. Focusing on what we don't have makes us forget to thank God for what we might take for granted, such as a home, a family who loves us, good friends, food to eat, and most importantly, a Heavenly Father to watch over us and protect us, and who loves us. God wants us to be content with what we have. Alright, so I just told you that God wants your first priority to be focused on Him, and that will lead you to contentment. But how do you do this in a society that values money and riches so highly? Well, the Bible has many verses that will help point you in the right direction, such as 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 9, which says, "People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction." Into ruin and destruction. That's pretty clear to me. So, I mean, if that's not enough, verse 10 states, "For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil." And just make sure it's not all evil, just all kinds of evil. And I also want to just stop and say, money itself is not the problem. It's just when you love money and the things it buys more than God, that's the problem. I just don't want anyone to go and like quit their job, you know, because I preached about how money's evil. But in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 8 and 9, offers sound advice on why you should keep God as your first priority. It says, "Keep me from lying and being dishonest. And don't make me either rich or poor. Just give me enough food for each day. If I have too much, I might reject you and say, 'I don't know the Lord.' If I am poor, I might steal and disgrace the name of my God." So if you have too much, you might forget where the money came from, where the opportunity for you to get it was. Maybe if you, God is the source of all your possessions. And so by getting too rich, you might think, you know, it's all you, but it's really not. And if you're too poor, you're going to think God forsake you, or just He isn't listening when you talk to Him. But He really is. You just need to remember this. He has a plan for you. And finally, as 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7 says, "For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out." And that's so true, because, you know, Bill Gates can have all that money, but when he dies, you know, it's all gone. So he's the same as anybody. Chasing after all these material things is going to cause worry, and there's no one here that does not worry at all. So, it's going to cause worry. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 27 says, "So I tell you, don't worry about the food or drink you need to live, or about the clothes you need for your body. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothes. Look at the birds in the air. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, but your Heavenly Father feeds them. And you know you're worth much more than the birds. You cannot add any time to your life by worrying about it. It's really important to me, and it's really reassuring because God's saying to us that he knows what we need to live, and as long as we trust Him and have faith in Him, He's going to provide for us. He used the birds to say that just as He takes care of them, He'll take care of us. And we're more important to Him, or more important than the birds to Him. There we go. God does not want us to worry too much about our daily needs or to get so caught up in trying to get material possessions, but rather, as Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says, the thing you should want most is God's kingdom and doing what God wants. Then all these other things you need will be given to you. And it's need and not want. Remember, God's the source of contentment, and His priorities for you are what you need and maybe not everything you want. Paul knew about contentment. In his letter to the church at Philippi, he said he had learned to be satisfied with the things he had and everything that happened to him. He knew how to live when he had plenty, and he knew how to live when he was poor. He learned the secret of being happy at any time, no matter what happened. What was the secret? In Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So how do we build a firm foundation for appreciation? It begins with being content with what you have and not your neighbor. You find that contentment by placing God and His desires for you first and foremost in your life. God loves us and cares deeply for us and will be there waiting for us when we go to heaven. Our money and earthly possessions then won't be there. So try not to worry about the material things and the stress they bring in this life, because and just be happy with what God's given you and be content, because only God's glory will matter when we're with Him in eternity. Thank you.
Please turn to page 143 and let's sing Change. Please stand and turn to page 143 and let's sing Change My Heart, O God.
Amen.
Amen.
All of you and the rest of you, they will. Thank you.